this was not what I expected at all. Like, I expected something like, I don't want to say shallow, but just something that kind of, like, showcased, like, the best of the VR, but this is an intense, fully fleshed out game. Like, what's like, the splash you guys are looking to make on the PS4 with this?
So, the idea behind Resident Evil 7, essentially, is we've been listening to our fans loud and clear over the years, and they want to be terrified. They want to be scared again. So, Resident Evil 7, the main objective is just to scare people again. You know, Resident Evil's 20 years old now. The first one came out in 1996. It essentially birthed the survival horror genre. And since then, you know, fans have been craving more scares. So that's the objective, especially with the first-person perspective. Zoom people into that world, immerse them in it. You know, and if you're playing on PS4 without PlayStation VR, it's going to be a terrifying first-person horror game. But if you have the VR headset on, that's that extra layer of, like, if you're a masochistic horror fan like me, you want to have your nose, like, shoved into it and not be able to look away. And that's what VR does for you. And you may have noticed it allows you to sort of peek around corners sometimes.
Yeah. So let's just talk about that a little bit. Is it kind of seamless to go from VR to non-VR? Like, you just have to pause the game and then you can...
So essentially, we want it to be so that people can use VR as much as they want, or take a break from it if they want to play and continue from the same save file. Okay. So that, you know, you can play an hour on, an hour off, and continue your main story progress. That's definitely one of the objectives. What I like about that is because I haven't played, you know, a full-length game in VR yet, you know, so I'd like to be able to kind of wade into the waters as I'm more comfortable. So, as you know, sometimes there's some really intense situations. I might want to wipe the sweat from my brow and keep playing. So it's just a lot of options for players.
Okay. Last question. Bottom line, why should someone play this game?
If they like to be scared. We're absolutely catering to longtime horror fans, but also just fans of horror and Resident Evil in general. You know, on top of what you played, which the objective of this, you know, this was a found footage VHS tape, kind of like the beginning hour where you find a VHS, put it in the VCR, and play through this this backstory.
Yeah.
That was the objective. That's what this shows off. But on top of that, you know, when you're playing the main game, there's going to be combat, there's going to be puzzles, there's going to be, you know, limited resources and inventory management. So all these constituent parts that make Resident Evil and horror so awesome and immersive in general. But overall, if you like being terrified and surviving against the odds, Resident Evil 7's for you.